Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Happy Friday! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Come on in here, cowards. Come into my warm bosom. Come here. Let me hug you. Let me rock you. A lot of guts being lost in Heat Nation today. Come here. You're all in fear that Mike Greenberg's gonna laugh in your face in 6 days. Calm down. It was a bad performance yesterday. A stinker, no doubt. Got a haymaker from the Boston Celtics right out of the jump. None of your starters played well. Bam Adebayo forgot how to hold a basketball. Kyle Lowry thinks he plays for the Celtics. And Jimmy Butler has been playing like it's a February regular season game. Now, that being said, you're up 3-2. You have two more cracks to close this series out. There is no must-win game six. That doesn't exist. Charles Barkley will tell you that it doesn't. All you have to do is play better basketball. There's no extra pressure on the Heat. There's no mounting pressure on the Heat. The Boston Celtics have just played a lot better than the Heat the last six quarters of this series. That's the series. It's not anybody choking. It's not any mystical, woo, destiny. They wanted to trade their entire team 72 hours ago. Don't be Boston. Don't be those fans. Don't be those guys who are like, oh, this guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. You were all smooching everybody's ass 3 days ago. So, that being said, I'm not going to just let it skate by on what we saw yesterday. It was horse bleep. Terrible performance in the TD Garden. Really, really bad. Jimmy buckets. I don't know, dude. This is not the killer instinct that we have seen this entire postseason. They've decided to collapse on Bam, have every guard strip at his hands, and he's decided to let go of the basketball a lot and give them points a lot. That's really the story of it. I mean, like, yes, they were lighting up from three. That's to me, that's not that crazy. Boston's a good three-point shooting team. The turnover thing to me, that's what's been inexcusable about Miami over the last two games. That, to me, is the biggest Achilles heel, because that is typically Miami's formula of success against Boston. Boston has the two stars that give the ball to the other team left and right. You take it from them. You go get easy buckets. You get in transition. That's been the formula for success in every game Miami's won in the postseason against them for the last two seasons. So to see them flip the script on Miami with that, that to me was the most concerning thing out of everything. You got to protect the basketball, especially when you're on the road. You get that team going, and you were basically sunk from the time it was, what, 20-5? It was like, you know, you were already in an uphill climb. So, yeah, you're going to hear today. Everybody's going to be like, they're going to make the bold prediction that the Celtics are going to come all the way back. Need I remind you, they were in a worse position last year, the Heat. They were down 3-2 going on the road. And you needed an epic Jimmy Butler performance to keep your season alive. Much worse than what you're facing, which is season at home with a chance to go to the NBA Finals. So they have a lot of stuff they have to clean up, though. There are some concerns. One of them seems like it's going to be okay, and that was Gabe Vincent. Gabe was out yesterday with the ankle injury, and very noticeable because Kyle Lowry was one of the worst players on the court. He was terrible yesterday. And I don't know. Like, here's the thing. With Kyle, everything now I divert to is just, is he hurt? Because he looks exactly like he did when it was not the Knicks series. The Knicks series, he had Tom Thibodeau crying and weeping into a blankie. He's like, "Ooh, Kyle Lowry won't stop stripping my seven-footers."
Why the shots, man?
Well, I'm just saying that's how it was.
Why the unnecessary shots?
It wasn't unnecessary. I'm doing a context thing, Vlad.
Tobin, our series is done.
Okay? I'm doing a context thing. I'm just saying Kyle Lowry goes from one of the most important players in a playoff series to now he looks terrible. And so I'm only to do, like, is he hurt? Like, because he's been dealing with injuries all season, and he's old. And let me tell you something about the old. The old don't like just one day's rest.
Oh, no, they need many days rest.
The old don't like one day's rest. Kevin Love, Spo seems completely rats off a ship on him. Like, he's doing a respect thing where he's like, he lets him
just start.
Get start. But, I mean, I don't know what that was. He just, first quarter, once he sat Kevin Love down, Kevin Love was done up until, like, you know, the fourth quarter where they're like, let Kevin Love go out there. Get some run, Kevin. Play for Bam. Which, actually, that fourth quarter team showed a little guts.
Duncan.
A little guts. Get Duncan Robinson some help. Get him some help. Duncan Robinson's playing like a maniac. You guys are just going to waste this? They can't do anything with him. He could shoot.
He could pass now?
He had 9 assists yesterday. 9. Duncan Robinson. You guys don't show up for him? For shame. For shame. So, it was, it was disappointing. I hate that team. I hate losing to Boston. I hate this Jaylen Brown taking my own slogan, don't lose, and flipping it on me. That I don't like at all. Because he had his stupid, don't let us get one. And they said, well, they let us get two. Don't lose. I'm like, damn it. That's my thing. I started that series with you. You don't get to steal that Jaylen Brown.
Are you getting a little worried there, Tobin?
I'm not worried. I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed because I'm annoyed because I know what's coming today, what it's going to be. Everybody's laughing. Oh, we told you the Celtics. Everybody's so excited because the Celtics are going to make a run. They're going to make history. And yes, look, the only thing that really makes me nervous is staring down at the barrel of humiliation and history. That's it. You know, like, this season has been great so far, but I would have rather them just be, I would rather you blow a 3-1 lead than a 3-0 lead. You can't be the first team.
Guys, calm down.
You can't be the first team.
Tobin, calm down. It's 3-2. It's not 3-3. If it's 3-3 going into game 7, then I can understand. It's 3-2 going into Miami. Relax.
I'm with you. That's the thing is, like, they're in a golden position. They got two more cracks to close this thing out. It's never been done before. I got to think they can rally. We've seen this Heat team be able to adjust in series. I feel like Spo can get Bam in better spots. We saw a little bit of it in the third quarter, already starting to figure some stuff out, but the game was over. That was crazy. They shot 76% and they lost the quarter? That was nuts. Nuts.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Woof.
I know that feeling.
Woof.
Game 4, Miami.
Mm.
Yeah. Shoot 68%, still lose the quarter. No, that happens.
But Jimmy's like, this is the thing. This isn't rocket science. Like, you look at the Boston Celtics, and this has kind of been a stars-driven series. And when their stars have played well, whoever stars have played better, that's the team that won. The only real outlier for that is probably Game 3, but it's not like Miami stars didn't play well. It's just their role guys played amazing.
Yeah, but Jimmy had his imprint in that game.
Yeah, Jimmy had his imprint in the game. And this is one of those where it's like Jimmy was non-existent yesterday, and Bam was very noticeable in how awful he was yesterday. And Kyle, like, they didn't have a starter who played well. Max Strus, I probably shouldn't have said it felt like a Strus night. I don't know what's going on with Max Strus. They've completely neutralized him the last couple games.
Let's break it down, Tova. You know the Heat have not won since the 3% shirts came out.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've heard some of that, especially from Robbie the Degenerate and SDI. They're yelling at Leroy for the 3% shirts. But the thing with the 3% shirts is the mockery is still there. Like, you said they had a 3% shot, and they're up 3-0. I don't regret them. And they weren't my idea. They were Leroy's. Mush. I will hold all that over his head forever, though. Thank you, Vlad. Noted. So I can get off this Bobrovsky stuff.
I'm just saying. He did bring the 3% shirts. 2 in a row loss.
This has been, today's an odd feeling because it's the first time the Heat fans really had to feel alive all playoffs. Had a little bit of it in game 6 when the Knicks came back here, but, you know, it's the Knicks. Come on, dude.
Unnecessary shots.
I'm not taking unnecessary shots. It's the truth, shots. Dude. And I'm just saying that now it's like, people are sweating it a little bit. I'm not. I'm okay. I have confidence in this team. I've seen them in worse situations. And you know one thing that gives me an eerie confidence about them? Usually when the things look worst and everybody's starting to count them out, that's always when they bounce back and do something amazing. That's what their MO has been all season long. I'm talking back in the regular season. When you think it's over and people, I remember the faces I saw at that Bulls game. And everybody was like, oh. It was like a funeral. You walked in there. And I was like, I told everybody, I said, when you think that they are packing it up and they look done, that is when they will surprise you with a big bounce back. And to Boston's credit, that's kind of what their MMO has been too. When they have looked awful and everybody's ready to write them off, and boy, were they ready to write them off. You know, want to know who's a fraud?
Who?
This Isaiah Thomas, little guy.
Oh, little Isaiah.
This guy's liking every tweet about there's a karma, there's a curse, there's a this, there's a that because of how they treated him. Then this yesterday, he's like, don't lose game 6 because game 7, you got no shot. Hey, Isaiah, you like the Celtics or you don't, dude? Pick a side. I saw that dopey Paul Pierce there, too. He picked Celtics in 6 or Celtics in 5. He was wrong. They continue to show him, though. Idiot.
You're annoyed.
I hate that team. I hate that team. I hate that fan base. Of course I'm annoyed. Of course I'm annoyed. I was annoyed with yesterday's performance. I'm not going to act like I'm not pissed off about it. But I'm also not like, oh my God, it's all over. Get out of here. 2 more shots to go to the NBA Finals when you jokers all thought they weren't even going to be here? I got faith. I'm not going to start, you know, cowering in fear. They got some adjustments they got to make. I don't know. The thing with Kevin Love is, like, look, I don't understand if you're not going to play him meaningful minutes at all, what's the point of his feelings, you know? And I'm not saying yesterday was on Kevin Love because I don't put the responsibility on Kevin Love. But from a Spoelstra standpoint, I don't know what you're doing there, right? Like, at that point, why not just have him be your backup big and start Caleb Martin? Caleb Martin's arguably been the Heat's second best player in this series. At times, it's looked like their best player. Been their most consistent player, for sure. And that guy deserves to start right now. I don't understand what we're doing there. It seems a little weird that they're just putting Kevin Love out there for Kevin Love's sake. Because you did it with Kyle. It's not like Kevin. What is Kevin Love going to do? Quit? No. He's going to go. He's going to do his he'll find some spot for him where you can put him in there. You know? But I don't understand this whole idea of starting him for just looks. That's really what they're doing. Because as soon as he's subbed out, Spo doesn't even think about putting him back in. It's not even like, should I put Kevin Love? Oh, no, Kevin Love's still a turnstile. Let's put him back out. Let's not put him back out there. So I'm sure that will be one of the adjustments going into game six. I think there will be a switch in the starting lineup. Well, I guess there'll be a couple technically because Gabe will be back out there, hopefully. But, you know, those two vets who were, I think, so big against New York, and I'm not taking a shot for that, I'm just saying what it was, they've been non-factors in the Celtics series. Non-factors.
Do you think every round of these playoffs is just matchup? It's just the matchups. Like, against Milwaukee, they were effective. Against the Knicks, they were effective. But against Boston, they're not. That's why they're not being utilized more.
You mean the old guys?
The old guys. Like, Kevin Love was...
I think this is a bad matchup for him.
Yeah.
I think this is a bad matchup for him because they like to play small anyway. And then even if they were to go big with Rob Williams, like, they had some success against it. That's why they probably want to get away against it because they figure they could probably, you know, get around Kevin Love. It's just one of these things where... I think that Spo has to look at that and be like, look, I need to play Caleb Martin as much as possible. Have to. You have to. Play him as much as possible. He's been excellent. He is, and you know, really has shown no fear at all because they've gone from basically not defending him at all in this series to now he's just cooking everybody. I just feel like that guy's got to start. And ultimately, that is probably the move that he'll go with. But... doesn't really matter if Bam and Jimmy play like this. If Bam and Jimmy play like this, you will be on the wrong side of history. They have to play better.
But are you worried about getting killed on the boards?
And that's definitely been a case.
The reason why Love is starting pick, maybe.
Yeah, but it's not mattering, is it?
Not mattering.
It's not mattering though, is it? Right? No. Like that was a thing that they made that adjustment in the Milwaukee series where Caleb was starting out of the playoffs out of the gate and they got crushed on the boards, and so they brought Kevin Love in to start. Okay, you understand it. But that was a little bit different because, you know, you got a Brook Lopez. He's, you know, an ostrich. He's going to stand in his corner and do his thing. You know, and then you didn't have Giannis until game four. So you were kind of already in the midst of it. Like, this is one of those things where I think that the first quarter, the first and third quarter have been huge in all of these games. And, you know, I do think that you want to get off to the right start on these things. But... ultimately, it does come back to Jimmy and Bam. That's the biggest thing. I didn't realize how long I've been talking about this series straight. Let's take a quick break. If you guys want to get into some calls, 305-567-0560. If you're a coward, if you have guts, I'll hear it all out. 305-567-0560. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Back with more for this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Leroy's going to be out today. He's got a personal thing he's having with. Nothing personally with him, but around him. So we will talk to Leroy next Tuesday. We are out Memorial Day, I will mention. Win or loss, we're out Memorial Day. Just so we know, I'm not coming in sans pants if we win, and I'm not hiding if we lose. I will be here Tuesday. I'm enjoying a three-day weekend. You know you will be able to get reaction from me from the game immediately afterwards anyway. So I will be boots on the ground tomorrow. Very excited about it. Love being boots on the ground. Especially to see a trophy, dude, going on to the finals. That's all I'm thinking about right now. Anyway, we'll hear from the some of the Heat players and Eric Spoelstra after yesterday's loss. But before we get to those headlines, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Thank you, Vlad. Let's hit a couple calls here. Adam, what's going on, man?
Hey, Tobin. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm well. I don't agree with you with that Kevin Love point. I don't think he's the match was best for him this series. Putting Caleb in the starting lineup might be a fix. I don't know. But we saw what Kyle Lowry did in the starting lineup yesterday. I just don't want to tinker with that bench rotation. But I was going to suggest, and I want to get your thoughts, what do you think of Haywood Highsmith, his minutes? And
I thought he was awesome.
If we were to, you know,
I got to be honest.
Him in the starting lineup.
I know that they were up 3-0, Haywood Highsmith oddly has had some of his best games against the Celtics. And particularly on Jason Tatum, he did a great job on Jason Tatum. Now, Jaylen Brown did feed him some buckets yesterday, but they were tough buckets. Like, Jaylen Brown just had it going yesterday. I love this matchup with Haywood Highsmith. I really do. You did get a very hot shooting Haywood Highsmith game yesterday. I don't know if you can count on that again, but I love what Haywood Highsmith brings to the table. I just think that he brings a physicality on the wing. Jason Tatum's a very, very big guy. And so I just think it adds something there for sure, especially with not having Gabe, you know. So I just think that with this series and Kevin Love and having so many guys athletic on the wing, you know, I would definitely find a place for some Haywood Highsmith minutes to see what he can do. But he's a defensive guy. I wouldn't expect that you're going to get, you know, that kind of offensive production from him like you did yesterday, because he was good at every which way. Michael, what's going on, dude?
Yes. I think it's pretty obvious that the starting lineup has to change. If you look at game four, the start of the third quarter was when we got our, you know, butts whooped.
Yep.
And game five, the start of the first quarter is when we got our butts whooped. But other than that, we've been playing them even and actually have a better score for the other quarters when we've made the switch in the rotation. It's just we need Gabe back and we need to put Martin in. And I think maybe start Duncan over Strus. That could be possible too. And if we do that, play heavy minutes, our best rotation, I think game six will be either close or we'll win, you know.
All right. Thank you. I don't disagree that I think that the Strus thing, you know, Strus is it can be streaky. So it's like, I don't want to be rats off a ship on him. I don't think you go like a three guys in the starting lineup have to change. You know, first of all, if Gabe's back, that's going to naturally put Kyle back. So that's one piece that you don't have to worry about. And Gabe's been so good in this series. Hopefully that this ankle injury doesn't hinder him too much, but you never know. You know, but I think the other natural switch, I would just put – the guy I think that you should just start from jump is Caleb. I don't know about moving Duncan in the starting lineup and benching Strus. I think you keep that the way that it is. I don't think Strus is like a complete negative. Plus, I don't want Duncan in foul trouble like right away. Like that is the one negative you had. Duncan was kind of starting a run for them. And then because he had that specialty that he has of 2 fouls in 2 seconds, that, you know, once he got his third foul, you had to sit him down. So that was a bit of a bummer. But he is playing awesome. I mean, you have this weirdly – this is the most confident I've ever seen Duncan Robinson. Like, it's a weird thing. Like,
last year and a half, right?
Not even just since he's been getting a little bit more run in this playoffs, it's the most confident I've seen him because he's like, they don't know what to do with him. Like, he's cutting to the rim. He's dishing.
When did he have handles?
I was making fun of him earlier in the year, to be honest with you, because he was like working. I like watch him in these warms. I'm like, oh, you're going to use that floater. I'm sure I'm going to see that a lot. And dude, he's worked his ass off. You could definitely clear. And I tell you what, this probably is, Vlad. When they have these practices, the guys who don't play for the Heat, they basically play pickup at the end of practice after everybody's done. And I just think they probably get some work at that stuff. He gets some confidence in it because he's getting some confidence in it. And I think that's probably what it is. But
he gets, you know, what's funny to me right now when I look at Duncan, when he drives to the hoop and he gets fouled, like he's supposed to get an and when he's looking at the referee. Like,
he gets no respect.
And the referee's like, I think the referee's shocked. Like, did you just drive the ball? Yeah. Aggressively and score?
There's never been a more disrespected man by the officials than Duncan Robinson. It's ridiculous. Like, there needs to be – one day there should be a study about how the officials have treated Duncan Robinson, mistreated him with ticky-tack calls and non-calls. It's ridiculous. This man needs to make the officials answer for their crimes. And I'm not complaining about officiating from yesterday. I'm just saying overall in his career. Wish we could blame it on officiating. I wish I could blame somebody other than the Stars stinking up the joint. Chapo, what's going on, Chapo?
Tobin, how we feeling?
Feel okay, man.
What's up with all the long faces around here, man? This is crazy. Can I do some quick basic math with these gutless cowards, please?
Do it.
All right. So let's just say, theoretically, game one in Boston, we're the underdog. We win game one. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, and let's say Boston comes back, defends their home court in game two, and they win. That's okay. We split home court, stole home court. Is that good?
Yeah, it's been the formula.
Okay, then let's just say, theoretically, we came and protected home court, 1-2 in a row. We're up 3-1. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, and then let's say Boston's back against the wall. They win game five. Is that good? We're up 3-2 going into game six.
I would take that.
Okay, what's the series record right now? That 3-2 Heat?
Let me check, Chapo. Let me just check. Fact checker. All right, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Let me look. Box score. Heat are up 3-2.
Oh, is that good?
That is good.
Oh, okay, Tobin. I hope you have a great day.
All right. See you, Chapo. Chapo! Wow. That did make me feel better. Although it's not, you know, it's still. Like, there is the looming death of doing something nobody's done in history.
They have to. Listen. You know what? Let me ask you this. Do you remember the 1996 finals? Do you remember? I mean, I know, you know, there's the rumor that Jimmy is Michael's illegitimate child, but do you remember the 96 finals?
Refresh me.
Bulls were up 3-0 on Seattle.
Yep.
Seattle won the next two.
Then had to close it out.
Bulls closed it out game six.
Yep.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
It happens, dude. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen a lot. Like, you could look at the numbers. I get why everybody's nervous, because the national media is going to fuel this. They didn't want the Heat here. They are dying for a story like this, for Boston to come all the way back. And also, it doesn't happen very much. Like, look, they put out the breakdown of it yesterday. Series is with 3-0 leads. They put it up on TNT. Ends in a sweep majority of the time. 92 times if you get a 3-0 lead, you close it out with a sweep. Then, the next, you end it in 5, gentlemanly style. 44, which I am bummed when I don't have a soiree today. Then, ending in 6, that's happened 11 times. And then, ending in 3, it's happened 3 times. So, it's never gone the way of the team that has been down 3-0, that has been down 0-3. But, typically it is ended in sweep or gentleman's sweep. But, It has happened, and the Heat are still in a much better spot than they were in the last Eastern Conference Finals. That's the facts, dude. Nick, what's going on, dude?
No, it's Mike. What's up, guys?
Oh, what's up, Mike? How are you, buddy?
I just want to run. Well, I'm good, man. You know, I'm going to think about the nerves, you know, later on, man. But if you've been a lifelong Heat fan, you just know that the national media has never been on our side. So don't fall out for the Chowderhead Nation, you know, as I like to call all those Bs up there. I don't call them the Cs. I call them Bs for something else. And let them be, man. They think they're running something just like the Knicks thought, just like the other Cats think. Man, we'll be all right. I'd rather be at home with our way and having one coming back on a Saturday night, because we all know that Miami on a Saturday night is way more fuego than anything in Boston could ever think. So all those chowderheads that are out there, you little Richie bitch from Boss Head, all y'all Knicks fans, you can suck one because we got it.
Wow. I mean, he went a little bit hard there.
I have to dump now. You know. Yeah. Why are we taking shots?
I don't know. I didn't.
This is unnecessary.
Hey, you screened the call, not me. I didn't know that he was going to bring
it. I'm saying this is Knicks fan.
It was unnecessary. I understand.
These are unnecessary shots at Knicks fans. Richie didn't say nothing.
Richie didn't say anything. Where is Richie? Is he okay?
Richie is okay. I talked to him the other day.
All right.
He's been trying to get on. He just hasn't.
I haven't seen him try and get on. No, I know what his number looks like. I haven't seen him try and get on.
I did. I know his number too. But he said he tried to get on. And nobody's allowed him in.
Look, it's okay. I don't need to rub it in Richie's face. Richie's a good Knicks fan. He tipped his cap. Last time we had him on, I flushed him so much that he cursed on the air. Still love him. So I'm not worried about it. Oh, there he is right now. Hey, Richie. Hey, Richie.
Hello, Devin. How you doing, Tobin?
I'm good, man. How are you?
First of all, that clown that just came on, Tobin, I don't know why he's mentioning the Knicks.
I don't either.
You guys kicked. Wait a minute. Let me finish, Tobin. You guys kicked our butts. I admitted that. And you asked Vlad. The day after you kicked our butts, I called in and I told the Heat Nation, congratulations.
He did.
You guys kicked our butts. But don't be bringing me into this. Now,
he didn't congratulate me, though, Richie. He didn't personally congratulate me.
I congratulate you, Tobin. I congratulate Leroy, J-Fig, all you stinking Heat fans at the radio station. I congratulate you.
What are you doing right now? Okay. You're looking at Carl Anthony Towns trades? Like, what are you spending your time doing?
Don't be bringing that up. Let me finish what I called about.
What did you call about?
Now, you know what I smell, Tobin? Like, old, you know, remember Jim Mandich? And he used to say, I smell the feces in the air. And that's what I smell. You guys are doo-dooing on yourselves. You had these guys out of it. 3-0, and you left them back in it. So guess what? You're going to lose tomorrow, and you're going to lose game 7, and the Heat fans go home. It's that simple, Tobin.
It's not simple.
You guys should have put them
away. It's never happened, Richie.
And you let them live.
It's not simple. It's never happened. It's never happened before, Richie. But it's good to finally see you. I called in, you know.
He did.
I tried to get through.
He did. He called my.
Look how easily he got through all of a sudden.
He called.
Interesting. We'll take a quick break. If you're on hold, I will get to your calls. I want to hear from Eric Spoelstra, hear from Jimmy. Jimmy, very confident after yesterday's loss. Needing to play better. Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock. Hey, Floyd Mayweather Jr. has an exhibition match against John Gotti III on Sunday, June 11th at FLA Live Arena, home of your Eastern Conference champion, Florida Panthers. We're giving away tickets and a chance for you to see it. I got two pairs of tickets. I forgot to give away a pair yesterday, so I got two pairs of tickets to give away to this Floyd Mayweather exhibition match against John Gotti III. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, let's hear a little bit from the parties that be from yesterday's game. First, let's hear from Eric Spoelstra after losing two straight. I'm worried a little bit about momentum, the chance to close things out. This is what Spo had to say after the loss in Game 5. Eric Spoelstra, genius.
Elite group. So I think so much of that is overrated. It's a competitive series. You always expect things to be challenging in the conference finals. One game doesn't lead to the next game. Based on all the experience that we've had, it doesn't matter in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you lose by whatever. We beat them by whatever in game 3. It just doesn't matter. It's about, collectively preparing and putting together, a great game. We'll play much better on Saturday. And that's all we just have to focus on right now.
It's really one of these things where, look, they haven't been in a situation this entire playoffs where they've trailed. So, you go against a team, you think you have them on the ropes. Yes, it's disappointing that they weren't able to put the foot on the neck and finish this thing off, especially when it was like, you start off that second half on and extend your lead, and then all of a sudden it all just kind of unravels on you. That is a disappointing thing. I think you'll always look back to that game 4 and you'll be like, man, what the hell happened there? And with game 5, like, you took one of these, you took that haymaker from him early, you just never could catch up. And it was just a matter of just couldn't get stops, couldn't take care of the ball. You just never could put yourself in a position to go on any kind of sustained run. So it just felt like the entire game you were just running in place. But you've seen this Miami team now in 3 rounds of playoffs. You've seen what they're capable of when they're at their best. They haven't even given close to their best. They haven't looked like that now in a game and a half. So, I'm just of the opinion you can get this thing back. Like, you've seen them throw up stinkers and then bounce back in a big way. And, I look to, game 2 where they got absolutely blitzed by Milwaukee. They come back the next 2 games and get a death grip on that series. Think to last year where you were in a spot with Jimmy, and that was a much more hobbled team, than this one was. Jimmy was also dealing with some stuff physically. That guy can summon some things in some moments. And a game 6 in your building to close this thing out, you're all right now. It was a bad couple of nights, but you put yourself in a golden spot. You did. Let's hear a little bit from Jimmy. This was him after the game discussing where they're at and leading into this these next couple of games.
Because the last 2 games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy to correct. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
And I know people are like, oh, Jimmy's doing the thing. He's doing the thing where he's guaranteeing. Like, literally how he talks about everything. He guaranteed that they would be back here last year. That's how he does. He speaks things into existence. That's the confidence that he goes with. Like, he's literally been doing
it. He manifests things?
He's been manifesting this for a year. Now everybody's like, oh, Jimmy guaranteed a win in game 6. He's guaranteed a championship all year. What are you doing? Oh, he guaranteed game 6.
All of a sudden now you're not going to follow this man? Like, all of a
sudden?
Of course.
Like, that's the thing that's crazy.
That's wild.
Jimmy, what are you doing? Why don't you play like it? Oh, okay. Now the Heat fan wants to be outraged. Get the hell out of here. I know like 90% of you guys are rooting for ping pong balls against the Bulls. Get the hell out of here. You're gonna start doubting Jimmy mother bleeping buckets. You're gonna doubt Bam. How many times are you gonna write off Bam? How many times?
And he's just gonna drop it like a 22.
How many times are we gonna do this with this guy?
And he'll drop 22, 12, and 8, and then you'll win.
It's unbelievable. You guys act like these guys can't bounce back from a poor performance. Only the Celtics can, apparently. The Celtics are the only team in the league that's allowed to bounce back from bad performances. The Heat, heavens to Betsy that they could ever think about having a stinker and bounce back and have a better performance.
It's crazy how narratives change so quickly.
It's because that's what they want. They want to make you like a bunch of hyenas. And the thing with the Heat is you can't shake them. It's like supposed to – this stuff – like he's telling the media basically, and that's – you guys are dum-dums. How much do you guys need to be shown that – this doesn't matter, game D. There's no such thing as momentum. There wasn't momentum in the game in game four. Game four, the Heat had momentum going into halftime. Like, they have to go and execute. You have to go, do I believe that Boston is playing with a desperate energy last couple of years? You bet your ass they are. They should. Unless they're just completely gutless, which is what I thought. I have been surprised at their resolve. I thought they were going to lay down. They haven't. Okay, go get it the hard way. You've been in hard positions. It was a hard way against Giannis and the Bucks. The Knicks, you know, make fun of them all you want. They played their ass off. Jalen Brunson, you had to take every haymaker from him and to put him down. You've been in hard spots before. That's the fun of the playoffs. Let's go out to Nick. What's going on, Nick? Nick,
hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Heat Nation. What's up? Where's the guts? Like one of our favorite sponsors out there, Palmetto Ford, Miami Nation, we got guts.
he's got Heat fan jingles.
I like it.
I like it. James, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Tobin? Big fan from Jersey, huge Heat fan. Anyway, it kind of seems like these last six quarters, they completely forgot that they want the revenge. We want our revenge. Last year, this team sent us home. The Jimmy shot and everything, I still agree with the shot. He went for the kill, and I fully support him. He was awesome that series. But feels like the life out of us in the last six quarters just not there. Like, we don't want that revenge. Mm. Going up 3-0 like this and being this good through the first three games, it was awesome. But you saw last game that Bam was getting was deeply covered. You saw how four guys came in and stripped the ball from him down low. Jimmy didn't do anything really. He had 10 shot attempts, I think it was. And Kevin Love even said it best. When Bam is on, they feel like they can win. And it's true, because after game four of the Knicks series, Bam has been electric.
Yep.
And you saw the last six quarters, Bam wasn't really there. And Jimmy wasn't really there. When Bam's not there, you can kind of make it up with the other players and Jimmy. But when Jimmy and Bam aren't there, we're screwed.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is if Bam, you know, I think the thing with Bam that was disappointing yesterday, and, it, you know, even if he doesn't have his shot going, which we saw, he was struggling with his jump shot going back into the Bucks series. And one of the things that was impressive about the Knicks series and early in this series, it didn't matter. Like, the dude was just being a demon on the boards. Impressive. He was going and making things happen. Like, you can't let the turnovers dictate how you're going to go around there and play flustered. And yesterday, like, with Jason Tatum on him and Jason Tatum stripping the ball from him, and I know Jason Tatum's not small, but, like, dude, he's a wing player. Like, you're in there with some real meatheads down low.
Tatum's taller than Bam.
He's tall. No, I get it. He's taller than him, but, like, Bam's muscling around there with, like, some behemoths.
Right.
Jason Tatum's he's a big dude, but he's not like
– He's low key big.
It's not like you're banging with Steven Adams, you know? Like, come on, dude. You're
not banging against Zach Julius Randle.
Yeah, you got to – like, I'm not going to sit – you're not going to let – you can't let Jason Tatum – and Shaq was saying this yesterday. Like, you can't – Jason Tatum's basically a guard, dude. You can't let a guard do that to you. Marcus Smart stripping the ball from you. You can't let that happen. But I believe he can bounce back. Because he always does. He always does. And I'm not going to lose faith in this team because they had a couple of clunkers. They have been able to show themselves in a big, big way this entire postseason. And I think that they will. I think they'll bounce back. I do. Let's see. Ricardo, what's going on, Ricardo?
Good morning, Tobes. Good morning, Vlad, J. Fig, and somewhere out there in the world. Good morning, Leroy.
Leroy's not here today, but I will let him know.
Please do. What's it called? Just want to say a couple things. Firstly, yeah, what the other caller just said, for some reason, you know, Bam has been a little quiet in the past six quarters. I don't know what's really been going on with him, but
he's giving the ball to the other team.
It's tragic. Like, if that's really the case of how it's going, he's kind of, you know, got to get some eyes up, see where things are at, see where players are at, find the open man. Because if they are sending two, three, four guys to him, that means there's three other guys on our team that are open.
Yep, for sure.
So if they're gonna go with the same game plan to smother Jimmy and to smother Bam in Miami in Game 6 on Saturday, they got to keep their eyes open and all the snipers need to be ready to shoot.
One of the things that's actually been interesting with Jimmy over the last few games is they haven't been doing a lot of it. It's been a lot of guard your yard against Jimmy. They haven't been throwing a ton at him, and they've been saying like, listen, see what he can do. And They've thrown a lot of bodies at him. Like, they threw Robert Williams at him at one time. That's bothered him. Grant Williams has done a great job ever since the face-off. He's done a good job on Jimmy. He's blocked him a couple of times. And they've actually made the effort to put a lot of that on Bam to kind of cause the chaos on him, because I think that they know you can't double Jimmy and fluster him. You can't. This was a strategy a lot of teams used with Tyler last year. So they're trying to throw some extra bodies at Bam, kind of disrupt the Heat, because they know he can be an offensive hub for them. So they got to figure some things out, whether that's, you know, you let him bring up the ball and not be in the paint and kind of dish from there on certain possessions. Dade South says, I'm tired of Bam catching the ball and immediately bring it down to his shoes. We call that the white side. That was white side special.
Always, who came up with that?
Who
came up with that? I got to give the point to the person.
That is the white side. Nah. That was his move.
I'll give it to Dade South.
Four. Twitcher.
Whiteside would always get the ball, put it by his shoes, and it would get punted into the stands. I was like, oh, Jesus, same thing all the time. Let's see. The Jay Gatto. What's going on, Jay Gatto?
It's Jay Gatto, but it's all good. Listen, I just want to say, nah, it's with a D, not a T, but it's all good, like I said.
Oh, Jay Gatto?
Yeah, Jay Gatto 305.
I still feel like we're saying the same thing. What do you got, buddy?
It's all good. Like I said, it's all good. It's all love. Listen, I just want to say I'm not stressing anything. I originally had Heat in 5, but it's all good. I do believe the Game 6 starting lineup should be, if Vincent ain't starting, Caleb Martin, Strus, Jimmy, Highsmith, and Bam, period.
Yeah, they're not going to start that lineup, though. Kyle's going to start if Gabe can go. He's got to stop giving the ball to the other team.
You need old Kyle Lowry from Toronto, bro.
I just need him to be Kyle Lowry not throwing to somebody in a green jersey.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers these last two games.
Dude, I know. That's the thing
and
that's been
bad ones, too.
Bad David. Ones. Like, it's, you know, like, yeah, there were a couple Marcus Smarts where he ripped them, but, like, there were also a lot of where Kyle Lowry was just like, whoop, go have the ball, Jason Tatum. I'm like,
just dribbling and not knowing where he's exactly
going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had that one where he was like, shoot it. No, give the ball to somebody else. I'm like, all right, man. One more call. Jay, what's going on? Jay in Toronto.
Hey, hi, Tobin. Hi, Vlad. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Yeah. Listen, I'm pissed. Can I say that on radio? Sorry. I'm not happy. Okay, good. I'm not happy, man. Like, I find Jimmy is beat up, man. And you got to be honest. Like, Spo needs to put Jimmy in more of a facilitating role. We can't keep expecting high point production game in, game out from our guy. We need to nurture him.
Nurture him?
It's yes. He's got to work on his assist numbers.
Go tell Jimmy Butler you want to nurture him.
I know, exactly. Maybe we need to do that so he explodes. And then Bam. Bam plays the point. He's too big to play the point. Bam plays inside. He's too small to play inside. I'm confused, guys.
All right. I'm sorry you're confused, Jay.
I love his accent, man.
I do too, man. He's very flustered. He's had a hard night. He's been thinking about this all night.
All the way from the T-dot.
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. Hour two coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.